Secrets of your dreams to fly. Need no magic tricks to read your mind. Watching the paper hustle every day. We imagined only yesterday. I know the secrets of your dreams to fly. Takes no magic trick to read your mind. Watching the paper.
There we go. Brand new track from Change. Hit or Miss, doing really rather well on the UK dance charts. And, well, lead vocalist with Change is Tanya Michelle Smith. Tanya, you're on the line. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. I mean, what a great CD.
Thanks. I'm glad you dig it.
It must have been a lot of fun making it. I mean, Change, for anybody who doesn't know, maybe for the younger members of our audience, Change burst onto the UK scene in 1980 with Glow of Love album. It was an iconic LP in the jazz funk circles and the pop charts. And, yeah, vocals of Luther Vandross and Jocelyn Brown. And now you're back, aren't you, with a vengeance?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a 70s kid, so I'm actually also one of the kind of new generation discovering, although I knew and grew up with Luther Vandross, but I wasn't familiar totally with Change until I got the call through David Romani to come in and participate.
Lovely, yeah, because David was one of the original members of the band, wasn't he?
Exactly.
So great. It's nice that they reformed earlier this year, went into the studio and cut a great CD called Love for Love. That was released, when was that released? Last month?
Exactly, last month.
Fantastic. And it's doing really rather well, isn't it?
Exactly. This is what I keep hearing. So that's really good. I'm excited.
If anybody's not heard the new Change CD called Love for Love, get yourselves onto YouTube and Ray Caviano. I mean, that is a great name to have pushing you, isn't it? Ray Caviano. If
yeah,
anybody doesn't know,
awesome.
Former president of music at Warner Brothers Music in New York. Brilliant.
Okay.
I mean, oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a big plus to have on your side to promote Change. So, I mean, how does it feel, Tanya, to be continuing the legacy following people like Jocelyn Brown and Deborah Cooper? I mean, you've got some big shoes to fill. I've got to say, you're doing it really rather well.
It's a huge, huge honor. Of course, like I said, I loved Luther Vandross, and I'm also a really big fan of Jocelyn Brown. So to be part of such a really mythic group that has touched a whole movement of people behind Change, it's really an honor for me. So it's exciting because I feel like, you know, I'm this underdog and I'm coming up. You know, it's like, you know, like nobody knew who Tanya Michelle was. It's like all of a sudden, like, oh, okay, maybe. Who knows?
Well, you must certainly have impressed somebody, quite rightly so, to have got the calls. I mean, what's your background in music, Tanya?
Yeah, basically I'm from Toronto, Canada, and I grew up there. And then I went to Berklee College of Music in the States. And then sort of started my music career there. I got married. I got divorced. I was in a group there with my ex-husband. So it's your kind of typical kind of story. And then stayed in New York for a while. And then I got a gig that took me down into the islands, into St. Barts and St. Martin. And then that gig from there got me a chance to do finish a recording session in Paris.
Oh, right.
Which is where I am now, where I live, and from there I never looked back, and did some, you know, not quite The Voice, but I did something similar here in France. I got to the semifinals, and I put out my record, auto-produced in 2012 online, and I'm just, you know, keeping going, bumping into really great things, and producers, and DJs, and other writers. I'd love to be able to do a second album for myself. And if Change goes on tour, that would be absolutely wicked to be able to do that and go and share that music all around.
Well, that was my next question. Do you have any plans to come to the UK? Because you are all a European-based band, aren't you?
That's right, yeah.
I think the other guys
they're...
are from Italy, David and Mora?
That's exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say there's a big Italian crew involved with that. So, you know, I think it would be more than easy to put definitely something together for a European tour. I have no idea whether or not that's in the works or not, but I had been asked that if that was on the table, would I be down to do it? So I'm absolutely a green light for that. So I'm just waiting with anticipation.
Well, excellent, because I'm sure you'd be warmly welcomed. Europe, in particular, seems to be going mad for disco at the moment, doesn't it? And soul
exactly.
music.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So that's why I'm thinking it would be best to definitely take advantage of that momentum. Mm. So, yeah, if it comes into manifestation, I'm definitely green light to be able to do that and share that.
Great. And, I mean, with the Love for Love, the new CD being number one on the UK soul chart, have you got any plans to make a second CD? Is there a follow-up album coming up?
You know, honestly, I have no idea. That hasn't been spoken of at this point, but I'm sure that if the success keeps going in that direction, I hope to get another call to do a second album. It would be great.
Oh, that would be great, wouldn't it? Because, I mean, you guys must be riding the wave of euphoria, seeing the way this CD's took off.
Yeah, it's still kind of surreal for me, to be really honest. And I guess because I'm in Paris, so... but as I said, Ray, he's really on point, because... I can't imagine if I lived in the UK, because just from here in Paris and all the social media and the promotion and the UK radio hits that he has asked me to participate in just make me feel like, wow, it's really taken off. So, yeah.
Yeah, and he's a lovely guy as well, isn't he? He's very enthusiastic, full of energy. Ray Gaviano.
Full of energy, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So then, tracks on the album, which one's your favourite? I mean, I've got to say, it's a great LP, top to bottom, but which one's your favourite? And I'll tell you mine.
Wow, that's a tricky question, because I have lyrics and melody on two of the songs, so I almost want to say one of the ones I wrote, but mm-hmm. I really love also Friends.
Oh, yeah, the old Amy Stewart track. Yeah. You've done a great cover of that. That's beautiful.
Yeah, this one I really loved singing, you know. And it feels at home for me, this kind of topic and melody. So absolutely, that's one of my favorites.
Lovely. Yeah. Lovely. Well, one of my favorites is very possibly a forthcoming single release from the CD, All My Life. What a great track. Mm-hmm. Lovely, lovely tune. And we're going to play out with that. So, Tanya, thank you so much for joining us and giving up your time to speak to us about this exciting project. And
no worries.
Wish you
Anytime.
All the very best.
Thank you for having me.
Excellent. Good night. Thank you.
Okay. You too.
So bright and